Hallelujah. Thank you for the blood of Jesus.
Let's turn this morning in our white camp hymnal to page 106, Transformed, Transformed by Grace Divine. This, of course, is what the Lord wants to do for us. He wants to transform us, to make us more like himself. Page 106 in the white book, as others are still coming to join us. Let's sing this together this morning. First verse. Dear Lord, take up my tangled strands where we have wrought in vain, that by the skill of thy dear hands some beauty may remain. Transform by grace divine. The glory shall be thine. To thy most holy will, O Lord, we now are all resigned. Touch thou the sad discordant keys of every troubled breast, and change to peaceful harmonies the sighings of unrest. Transformed by grace divine, the glory shall be thine. To thy most holy will, O Lord, we now are all resigned. Where broken vows in fragments lie, the toll of wasted years, do thou make whole again, we cry, and give a song for tears. Transformed by grace divine, the glory shall be thine. Hear thy most holy will, O Lord, we now are all resigned.
As we sing the fourth verse, we come to the chorus, that final phrase. How about instead of singing we, which is great, we all want to do that collectively. How about instead of we sing I? Let's personalize it and sing I now, my all, resign. That's how we often sing that in our church. Okay? Can we do that? Let's really personalize this with the Lord. All right? Fourth verse.
Take all the failures, each mistake of our poor human ways, then say, you're for thine own dear sake, make them show forth thy praise. Transformed by grace divine,
Jesus, we pray. Lord, we worship you, we praise you, we praise you, dear Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Dear Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, oh Jesus, oh Lord Jesus, he touched me, oh he touched me, and oh what joy that floods my soul, something thank you, Lord. Thank you for the answer, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the answer, Lord. We know it's on the way. We thank you that it has already been decreed from the throne of heaven. Oh, dear Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
We worship you,
praise the Lord. Let's continue to keep our brother in faith. Just keep him in your heart. Whenever it comes through your mind, just send up a prayer. Believe that the answer is on the way. That the answer has already been decreed. I, as I was praying, I said, Lord, we thank you that the answer is on the way. And then all of a sudden, it sort of just echoed into my heart. You know what? That answer has already been decreed. As our sister Elizabeth prayed. You know, that answer has already been decreed from the throne. And let's believe that we're going to receive those answers. That God's going to undertake for them. Praise the Lord. Could we sing a song this morning in our hymnal? Page 493. America the Beautiful. I want to thank our good trumpeters this morning for their zeal in playing those patriotic songs. I kidded our brother Bob this morning. I said, after you were finished playing Battle Hymn of the Republic, I said, okay, time to hit the music. Two songs, you know, in the morning, it's two songs. The law of the Medes and the Persians, which cannot be changed. And all of a sudden I hit the music and all of a sudden I heard, oh, beautiful. Oh! And Brother Bob came and says, well, were we that bad that you had to play music? I said, oh, no, I stopped when I heard you playing. But I thank you. I thank you. And this is a favorite song of ours in our church and in my mind. I want you to notice exactly at the end of every one of these verses, there is a very distinctive prayer for our nation. This is, in a sense, a prayer song. It starts off with some statements about our land, and then there's a prayer. Every one of these is a prayer. And so, especially when we come to those, and we always encourage our folks in church when we sing this, let's not just sing this, but especially those last two lines, pray these. Pray these for our land, for our nation. The Bible tells us to pray for our nation, tells us to be obedient to our government, to pray for those who are in authority. And so, whether we agree with them or not, we pray for them. We pray for them. You realize the Apostle Paul wrote some of those things. Peter wrote some of those things when some of the most ungodly, wicked, antagonistic to the Christian faith rulers that we've ever seen were in power. And yet it said, pray for them. submit to those who are in authority. Pray for them. We're going to talk more about that throughout this day. But let's do that. Let's pray for our nation. And we'll do that. And even as we sing. So let's sing 493. If you'd like to stand, I know some folks asked maybe we could do a little more standing. If you're able to, come on. If not, you can remain seated. That is fine.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies forever.
Shall we? Dear Lord Jesus, dear Jesus, Lord Jesus, God, we come, O Lord, God, O Jesus, O Lord Jesus, O Lord Jesus, 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 Lord, we pray, Lord, we pray, Lord, we pray for our land, we pray for our land, O Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Lord Jesus, Jesus, Lord, we pray, Lord, we pray, dear Lord Jesus, dear Lord Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, Jesus.
Lord, as this song says, we do plead your grace on our land. Lord, we need your grace. Lord, we have fallen so far from you. So many have turned away from you. We've forsaken the principles upon which this nation was founded, even though we still benefit from those principles. But Lord, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for that grace which abounds. And Lord, the one who is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the one to whom the nations are but a drop in the bucket,
Lord, we come to you on behalf of our nation, where we live, Lord. We always pray for the world, but Lord, right now we're just thinking of our land for just these moments. And Lord, we pray that you will come. We pray that you will convict people of sin. We pray, Lord, that righteousness will be proclaimed from the churches. We pray that we, as we heard last night, Lord, that we will love each other to such a way that people in this land will have to sit up and take notice. We pray, Lord, for our leaders. We pray, Lord, for those who name the name of Christ. We pray, Lord, that they will exalt righteousness in their lives, even when it's not popular, Lord, even when it goes against the popular culture. We pray that they will stand for righteousness and for the word of God. And Lord, we know that those who stand for you, that when we stand for you and we desire to honor you, that you will honor us. We know that you will honor them, Lord. We know that you will prosper them, as we have heard, Lord, and you will give them success. Like Nehemiah, like Ezra, the good hand of our God was upon us, Lord. And we know that it will be as long as we desire to honor you. And so we pray for this nation, Lord. We pray for revival to come to this nation. We pray for revival to come to the churches, to the people of God. And then we know from there it will spread throughout this land. We certainly remember all those who serve our nation, those who defend our nation, Lord, those who are in dangerous situations. And Lord, we pray that you will protect them. You will watch over them. We know there are those there who know you. We pray that you'll make them a light and a blessing. We pray that people will call out to God. We know, Lord, as they say famously, that there are no atheists in foxholes. But Lord, we pray that as many of our fellow citizens find themselves in dangerous and precarious situations, that perhaps you will use those moments to cause them to call to God. And we know that you hear the calls and the cries of our hearts. Draw them, Lord. Bless the chaplains who serve you in these positions. Lord, give them favor amongst the men and the women whom they serve. May many be brought into the kingdom of God. America, America, God, shed your grace on her. Crown her good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. We believe it will be so, Lord, and we thank you for the answer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. I know we have several here who have served in the armed forces, and our salute goes to you today. All those, I don't know if there's too many. How many do we have? I know we got one definite. I have a few others, I suspect, but is it just our... I thought you too, Brother Petfield. What branch were you in?
Navy.
Oh, we're getting there. We got the Air Force. We got the Navy.
Army.
Brother Paul, Army?
Yes.
I did not know that. See, now you learn something new every day. I love learning new stuff. There we go. And Brother Peter? Brother, what were you in, Brother Peter?
Army. 2 years.
Army. And now, see, if Brother Carl was still here, we would have had a Marine. And so we would have had it all covered. But we honor you and we salute you and we thank you for your service. And we continue to pray. We continue to pray. And let's keep praying for our nation as well.